Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guests, the owner of Ark Heirloom Seeds, Alex and Morgan Mitchell. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We are excited you chose to tune in with us today. Yes. I know you're wondering, what is Mondo doing? What is this man up to right now?
This gold bag is so shiny, I gotta wear my sunglasses.
And, oh my
and
goodness.
If you haven't ordered one yet, you are out of the party. Let me tell you that.
Okay, we want to welcome back day two, Morgan and Alex Mitchell. They are the owners of Ark Heirloom Seeds. Yay! Thank you guys for being back with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh my
There's
goodness.
Always Mondo. One in the group.
Mondo.
Listen, man, while Dad is away, we get to play a little bit. Dad, I
he
know you're watching
every
this.
Show.
But we're listen, Dad, you need to order this for me for my birthday's coming up. Dad.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to make this rock. But hey, no, listen, I want to tell you guys something, because if you are not signed up to be a part of the seminars for the expo, you're missing out. Listen,
Mama's
the world,
a new comic relief.
This is why they're going to hate Christians, because what
That's
sin
right.
abounds,
Amen.
Much more
Amen.
Grace abounds.
Yes, Lord.
And while the world's falling apart, we, the church, we're going to be having fun. We're going to be celebrating. Because the king is coming back.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. The king is coming back. We want you to go to ReadyNowExpo.com. I want you to watch this video, and you'll see what the Ready Now Expo is all about.
Experience the wealth of knowledge from the Ready Now Expo right from the comfort of your home. Visit our website, ReadyNowExpo.com, now to gain access to exclusive seminars, workshops, teachings, and the roundtable discussions from The Jim Baker Show. Register today at ReadyNowExpo.com and unlock unlimited access to our exclusive content.
That's April 11th through the 14th. This is a power-packed prophetic conference.
Yes.
We're going to make sure people are spiritually prepared, but also practically prepared. We're going to be doing some homesteading.
Right. Yes.
We have Mark Biltz coming,
yes.
and that is so exciting.
Oh,
why?
So
because
awesome.
This whole eclipse phenomenon really
yeah.
started because he got the prophetic word
That's
from the Lord.
Right.
It was tested
incredible.
Amongst other
yes.
believers. He said, yes, this is something that is vital for the believers, the church to know, and he's going to be here with us.
Yes, that's right, Ricky. And listen, we want you to be a part of it. But if you're watching this show, maybe you're watching the show a month later from the event, I have some awesome news for you. You can also go on to ReadyNowExpo.com. This is going to be available beyond the days of the event. We are going to have the streaming where we have filmed all of the live events, the seminars, the workshops, the evening services, the Jim Baker shows where we're doing panel shows and having open discussions. We are going to record it all. It's all going to be live, but we're going to record it as well so that you can play back. You can go back and watch the seminars. You can do that by going to ReadyNowExpo.com. Expo. The footage will be available for up to a year. And so you can go there at any time and sign up to watch and be a part of the Ready Now Expo at that website, ReadyNowExpo.com. I have to say, one of my favorite, if you missed yesterday's show, you got to go back and watch it. Go onto our PTL app on your phone. Watch the show. We started talking. This is part two today with the Ark Seed Heirloom Company, but the foundation that we laid yesterday on how to garden, how to make it easy, how to make it something that you can enjoy, get out in God's creation and enjoy all the things that the Lord has in store for you. Today's part two, Ricky, and we're excited.
We are excited. We want you to go to ReadyNowExpo.com. That is going to be teaching, preaching, prophecy. Mondo, what I love about this is it's simple. You can really have the Bible
yes.
open on one hand, you can have the news articles. In the next hand, you can truly see we are living in Revelation times. Can you not, Mondo?
Completely. From every direction of life right now, everything is screaming prophecy.
Yes.
But you know what prophecy leads to is the king is coming
That's
back.
Right.
That's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
That's
Most
what matters.
People don't want to know about the king coming back because there are events that are going to shake up the world, events that are going to remind us who is the King of Kings. I want to tell you that. While this, you know, President Xi and the Russian president, and then you got so many, the globalists trying to do their agenda. I got news for them. the King is coming back.
Okay.
Amen. Don't be afraid. I love about the expo is that it's not about fear. And it's not just about survival and preparation and all that. It's about letting us know where we are, Ricky, according to the Bible, according to prophetic timeline.
That's right.
God has chosen men and women of God to help us interpret the seasons that we're in right now.
Yes.
And the season to prepare is now. The season to get ready is now.
That's right.
The season for us to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, you're going to get me preaching.
Come on, bro. Right, brother.
Settle down.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, it's important that we have leaders across the United States of America, from our local government leaders to our higher up leaders, such as our congressmen, our representatives, our governors. I want to say thank you to the South Dakota governor who is warning us to wake up to what is happening from China. We have a video. I want to play this, but I want to go ahead and say in preface to this, thank you to our South Dakotan governor for standing up against what's happening. Watch this.
China wants to control us, and they want to do that by controlling our food supply. The Chinese Communist Party is not our friend. They're not our partner, and they're not our ally. They're our enemy.
Tell us what you've seen and what kind of behavior we should expect from the CCP should they own farmland in America.
Well, what I hope the American people realize is that the country that controls our food supply, they control us. And so it's incredibly important that we pay attention to what's been happening for decades. This is my 30th year of working on ag policy, food policy in the United States of America. And over those years, I've watched the CCP come in and buy up our fertilizer companies, our chemical companies. They've stolen our genetics. They've come in and bought up our processing systems. In fact, we've had programs where we've given CCP members and Chinese citizens citizenship in exchange for investment into our processing systems. And now they have dramatically increased the amount of purchases of ag land in the United States. That completes their control of our food supply chain, which means that the country that feeds us, they will control us, and it's a national security issue. We need to care who our neighbors are, and not just because of how we feed ourselves, but also because a lot of times that ag land is right next to our national security interests. It's right next to our air bases, next to our military installations, where our platforms are, where they spy and steal information from us.
Well, already Hong Kong and the CCP have passed new security laws, which many say will further erode civil liberties in America and any businesses operating in China. Do you believe that American businesses, managers, CEOs understand the threat that you are referring to?
China is willing to put their people through inhumanities, in terrible situations in order to get what their agenda is. And their agenda is to become a world-dominating power. The only thing that's standing in their way is America. And I wonder if Americans are even willing to be inconvenienced to make sure that we stay free and safe and protected here in the United States of America. China would never, they would never allow Americans to come over and buy their land. They don't even allow their own people to buy land in China. Why would we ever allow them to come to America and own our property and own land in the middle of the United States that they will use for nefarious actions to control us? So I think America needs to wake up.
America needs to wake up. Mono, that's strong words. I want to say thank you again to these governors, even like Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of Arkansas, who says, no, we will not allow a foreign government to come and buy our farmland to genetically modify seeds.
Yes.
We want to ensure that it's pure. I want to say thank you to that.
Yes.
But Mono, the food supply chain we're seeing is being dominated right now by foreign governments, but also by things we're seeing happen, like this Baltimore Bridge. That is really crippling our food supply chain.
Listen, when you look at the numbers, you have to pay attention. As of 2021, Chinese investors, companies, and individuals have bought over 384,000 acres of farmland in America.
Wow.
Just sit back and think about that. They have stolen over 500 million. This is incredible. 500 million entities that the United States owns. Mm. Then you have to have the mind to understand why we have to keep Canada happy. Canada owns the majority of farmland in America.
Wow.
Again, look at the politics that Canada holds. It's threatening America's, you know, farmland. As we're speaking right now, Ricky, this bridge has created a supply chain of a disaster, because now you're thinking of, how am I going to get the boat across? How am I going to get my food across? How am I going to do all the chain of events that happens with one incident you're looking at about $15 million per day that these individuals are losing right now.
Because we're seeing a lot of this food go bad because they're having to take dramatically longer routes to get their food where it's going, right?
That means, what does famine look like in America? Because it's going to look differently than it does Africa. In America, the experts are saying that it's going to look like the inflation cost of produce, the inflation cost of products. That's how America is going to feel because most people can't afford food right now. Most people can't even afford cilantro. People can't afford lettuce. Do you understand what that means? Eggs. Who would ever thought that America was going to pay over $5 on a dozen eggs?
Yeah.
It's incredible. Listen, we got this report. We want you to look at it. Then we're going to come back and talk about it and the importance for you and your family. Watch this.
This is the moment that the 95,000-ton cargo ship, the Dolly, was getting perilously close to Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. You can see the power flicker on and off seconds before disaster. Now the urgent investigation into how the crash occurred and if the crew could have done anything more to avoid it. ABC News has obtained records showing the Dolly, built in 2015, had at least two documented issues in the past. A June 2023 inspection found a deficiency for propulsion and auxiliary machinery concerning gauges, thermometers, etc. And in 2016, after the ship was involved in a previous crash in Belgium, inspectors issued a deficiency for structural conditions concerning hull damage impairing seaworthiness. This image, taken in Belgium, shows the moment in 2016 that the ship hit a wall. As for the Baltimore Bridge, that 1.6-mile-long span opened in 1977. Experts say it was likely not designed to withstand a crash like the one that occurred.
Once the pier is hit, it just falls vertically down, you know, which would give every indication that either the boat knocked the bridge off of its supports, so it lost the support that way, or literally destroyed that first concrete pier and it lost the support altogether.
Port of Baltimore is the ninth busiest for foreign cargo in the U.S., and the Francis Scott Key Bridge carried tens of thousands of vehicles a day. So what does this all mean for the economy? Business reporter Alexis Christophorus joins me now for more on that. Alexis, Baltimore Harbor is expected to be closed for at least a few days, if not longer. How significant is that?
I think it all depends on how long it stays closed, Diane. As we've been hearing, this is a very significant port to the U.S. economy and to the economies abroad because it is the largest entry point in the U.S. for foreign cars and trucks. Also, farm equipment, large tractors, trailers, those sorts of things coming through. But in addition to that, you've also got coal. It is the second largest hub in the country where coal is then exported to places abroad like India, China, Europe, and also a big importer of raw sugar. So all of those items will now have to find other ways through the country. We're expecting ports in New York and New Jersey to take the brunt of that extra traffic, but there are also nearby ports in Norfolk, Virginia, and in South Carolina that will also have to pick up some of that slack.
Wow. This is important because when you look at the numbers, again, just seeds, grains, fruits, and plants, we export $251 million worth of that.
Wow.
When you look at machinery, including farm work and construction, we import $9 billion worth of that.
Wow.
Again, that's a chain of things that will stay back. And again, when you look at numbers of $15 million, can you imagine your business losing $15 billion, $15 million a day? Again, you're looking at where we are economically. Now you thought your hamburger was going to cost you more than what you expected. Now it's going to cost you double.
Right.
Everything is going to double and triple, and we can't get this overnight.
That's right.
We have to understand economically this nation was already in trouble.
Right.
We are in a deeper trouble nowadays. Again, you're looking at over 300,000, close to a million cars going through that bridge just last year alone.
Wow.
Again, America, a lot of experts are calling a collapse of America internally. You can look at it from whatever way you want to look at it. Was this an attempt to shut us down? Was this an attempt, cyber attack? Was this a terrorist attack? All those answers are not going to get answered right now, but you do have to think about where we are economically and why we need to be prepared.
It's absolutely a wake-up call. And friends, this begs the question, are we seeing a return to home gardening in America? Why is it important to have a home garden in America? Why is it important? I want to ask you two. We want to thank you, first off, for being back for a day two.
We're surprised so thankful to be here.
I'm surprised after the day one you stuck around. But no, I want to say thank you for that. But is it important for each family to be able to self-sustain?
Yes, absolutely. Now more than ever. And like we talked about in the first episode, I think a lot of times what happens is if you're at home and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I don't have 20 acres, I don't have 40 acres available. How do I sustain myself or my family?
Yes.
But even as we went over in the first episode, you might be living in a condo. There's steps that you can take to look out for yourself, because we know if things continue the way Mondo just described, who is going to be looking out for us?
Right.
Us, that's right.
So we have to start with ourselves. And so there's certain things, and we were actually talking about this on the way to visit here. Seeds are super important, but you also need 3 months supply of food just to get ready for your harvest.
That's
so
right.
If you hadn't planted anything, any seeds, you're going to need some freeze-dried food. Maybe you're going to need something canned.
That's right.
Something ready to go, because you can't just live on air for 3 months if food distribution is completely stopped or halted. So, but yeah, backyard, to your question, home gardening is actually exploding. And I think a lot of it is because people are saying, no one's going to look out for me. I need this knowledge experientially. So
let's talk about the church. How important would it be for maybe a church to consider to get something like this and say, hey, you know what? Let's start planting a communal church garden. That way, if there are people in our community that need food, we can be that grocery store for them.
Yeah, that's a great question too. We are seeing churches doing that, and even on top of that, communities of believers.
Amen.
So maybe friends, a group of friends that get together and say, hey, we want to have a shared space. Mm-hmm. We have access to this piece of property, and then you get some type of organization, and hopefully people follow through.
That's yeah. right. You know, yeah. you know. I heard Marcella was gardening, I actually bought the property in conjunction to her
did.
In the home. I literally, you know why I did that? I said, she has a garden, praise God.
Right.
I'm going to be able to walk
right
over
there.
Yeah, that's right. We're playing chess over here, not checkers. But Marcella, you understood many years ago, because it started with you with the journey of saying, you know what? I don't actually know what they're putting in my kids'
right,
food.
Right.
But now it's become an actual necessity. It's a way of life for you. Now,
that's
every
right.
time I call Nana, if she's not here at work, she's in the garden. I say, Nana, yeah. where are you? And she's like, where do you think I am? I hear the wind blowing in the background.
Yes,
she's in the garden.
I'm in the wow. garden.
But it's important to be able to sustain our
yes.
families with food we know is pure.
You know, Ricky, and here's what I would say to anyone who's watching right now. You know, this is when people look at preparedness and they look at seeds, they look at emergency food, you know, the freeze-dried food, the whatever it may be. The first thing that they think is, oh, you guys are fear-mongering. That's such a, you know, conspiracy. But I don't believe that people are thinking that anymore. I
no.
believe that 2020 really was the beginning that changed. All of a sudden, the veil was taken away. The curtains were removed. And for the very first time, with our eyes, we were able to see right in front of us the plans that were being laid out
That's
before
right.
us. And here's what I would say. You know the reason why I garden, Ricky, is because of this reason right here. When we grew up in the inner city of Phoenix, Arizona, we didn't have food. We didn't have food readily accessible to us.
That's
we didn't
right.
have gardens. We didn't have produce. We did
That's
not
right.
eat. We ate fast food, processed foods. We never ate grainy.
Or didn't eat at all.
Yeah, that's right. And so there would be times where we would go without.
That's right.
We would try to be looking, where do we get food? Where we were those children. So when you grow up like that, and then you realize the second portion to the inner cities of America is the government agency have full control over what you eat, what type of house you live in, so the house over the roof over your head, if you have clothes or not, whatever those necessities are, that's the welfare system. So that was our life. When sure. I became a mother, I said, Lord, I ran to the homesteading because I said, this is what freedom really looks like. This is actually
so
what
true.
Freedom looks like, knowing that I could be self-sustainable, knowing that I would never have to ever... For me and my family, we would never have to depend on a welfare system for a government agency to allow us what we will eat, when we will eat, how we will eat it. That would no longer be my future for my family. And so that's why I'm so passionate. For that reason, I begin to look and say, Lord, does not everyone realize that what I'm holding in my hand, this is freedom? This is what true freedom actually looks like in America, to say, I have the ability to buy a seed, to plant it in my garden, to watch that seed grow and become food, to then put that food on my table, and I would have complete control of it. You know, we've all heard the saying, those who control the food control the people. In my mind, I said, Lord, I would never want to be controlled, Jesus. I never want to be a pawn in this game. So I became so determined that I was going to find a way to become self-sustainable. I have the emergency food that we offer. Like you were saying, an event happens, we have the food buckets. Then I said, Lord, what's next? He led me to the gardening and he said, this is the next phase. And so as you're watching today's show, I pray that the Lord will put it on your heart, because it's not just about you and I. There's others. There's our family. There's our children.
That's right.
There's others who will be able to take the leading that the Holy Spirit prompted us to. And imagine how the gospel of Jesus will be able to share, be shared during that time.
That's
and
right.
So I want to encourage you, as we open this discussion today, whatever preconceived thoughts that you have about preparedness, I just encourage you, come into this conversation with us. Listen, just have ears to listen today. Have ears to hear what we have to say and why we believe in what we're offering you today. That's our heart. We come and say, open your ears and just listen to this conversation. And then you make your decision on what you feel the next steps for you and your family should be.
That's right. That's exactly what we think. And Morgan, that, you know, begs the question, what are the four must-haves for a food survival kit according to your blog?
That's great. Could I say one thing to 100%. Piggyback on what he said before I get to that? Imagine if churches took one kit to what you were saying, Ricky, and they planted a garden and gave the food out, but then also harvested the seeds and created, in a way, their own kits.
Their own little ecosystem. That's
And gave the seeds away. That's literally what we're talking about with heirloom seeds. You have the ability to grow and then harvest the seeds and give them and help others grow their own food. That would just be so amazing. So just to throw that idea out there. But the four must-haves. Number one must-have, you need an immediate food source. So that's freeze-dried food, canned food, whatever that is. Unless you're gardening, like Marcella, what we just saw, what she's got going on, which is amazing. You need some type of immediate food source, because if there's a major disruption, you need to get to where you're harvesting something out of this or whatever you have. Number two is you need good quality seeds and some way to grow those seeds. So obviously we're a big fan of ARC seed kits.
That's right.
But you need heirloom seeds, and you need a seed that will regrow after its own type and kind. The third thing is you need access to water, because water is going to become vital, very, very vital. Regardless, gardening will only go so far if you don't have access to water. So you need access to water. And then the fourth thing you need is you need to have good soil. So that freeze-dried collection is eventually going to run out. You're going to have to grow your own food, right? Mm-hmm. So to grow your own food, you need access to water, and you need access to good soil. And so maybe you start thinking through that even right now. How would I get my hands on good soil? Is it a neighbor? Is someone that I know down the street have a plot of land they're not using? Does the church have a backyard that they're not accessing that they would allow me to use or get some type of plan going? So
that's a good idea. You know, I want to emphasize this to you guys, and I want to say thank you. You guys are not greedy people, because if you were, you could have made this a seed that was a one-time use so that somebody had to then again purchase your product again. But you said, you know what? Let's put a product in here. Like you just said, what a beautiful concept. That you can go and grow this, pastor. You can go and grow this, deacon. And you can say, you know what? I'm going to harvest the seeds, like he said, put together kits, and give them away.
Yes.
Marcella, what a beautiful concept. Because, you know, America, most of the time, the product philosophy is, how can we make money? And then how can we make money on this again?
Right.
They want to be able to sell it multiple times. Mm-hmm. He is saying right here, you can get this, create your own kit, pastor, and give it away. So I want to say thank you, because you are truly a believer with a mindset of giving back to the community.
It's always been our heart. Always been our heart.
And I know it has. You know, you can tell when someone's filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's you guys. And I want to say thank you for just allowing the Holy Spirit to, through dreams of prophecy from your sister, through just the ability to say, yes, God. Because sometimes the dream seems big, and you're like, hey, that seems a little bit out of my league. I've never done this before. But you still say yes to the Holy Spirit's prompting. So I want to say thank you for that.
Amen.
You know, one of the primary questions that we get is, what is the difference between these two things? And we have them up here. I have one, which is a PVC tube, which we absolutely love. This is what I got for Christmas.
Okay,
and I absolutely love it. Come on, praise
right.
God. Yeah. And then we have this right here, which is a gold package. Now, could you explain to me the difference if I'm looking on the website and I say, I don't really know which one fits my needs. What's the difference between these two?
Good question. So initially, I'll say this. You have in your hand the backyard kit. That kit is 30 varieties, and it's around 20,000 seeds. That's a great entry-level kit. The other one, as you called it, the tube, is the all-in-one seed kit. That is 70 different varieties of seeds, and it's over 50,000 seed count. Mm-hmm. That kit comes with the seed guide in it. Mm-hmm. So this all-in-one seed kit comes with this. This does not, but you can order this separately.
Okay.
So this is a great kit, entry-level. Again, it's got 30 varieties, and you know, if you're living in the city and you just want to get started, great kit.
Right.
This comes with 70 varieties. It's everything you would need, calorie dense, but it also has the medicinal garden. So a lot of seed companies will offer a kit and then a different kit that's the herb garden or the medicinal herb garden kit.
Yes.
We just put everything in one kit.
That's what you call it, the all-in-one.
Yes.
It's all in one.
So I want to ask you, if I were to take this and I have this, I love the product, and I wanted to say, hey, you know what? It's not my time to start gardening. I have whatever the opposite of a green thumb is. That's me. But I want to store this. How am I going to store this for longevity of life of the seeds?
Great question. So it's going to be best for a dark, cool, dry place.
Okay.
So seeds love and hate water. It's a love-hate relationship. they love water if they want to germinate.
Yes.
They hate water if you want to store them. So you want to store that in a cool, dry, dark place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They'll store for 15 plus years.
Wow.
As well.
Yes. Incredible.
Would this be able to be buried? I know the type of material. It seems like I would be able to maybe put this in the ground. Is that a possibility with this package?
Yeah. And we don't tell a lot of people that, but the type of show that it is, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason that it's designed the way it is.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So it's watertight.
So for this, it's the same exact thing. You want to make sure this is in a dark, cool area.
Yes.
It doesn't affect the longevity of life if I don't use it right away. I don't have like a 3-month pan that I have to immediately start planting stuff, right?
No.
And then I think one of our studio audience members on our last show, in the middle of the show, she asked a great question that I think many at home would want to know. She mentioned, she asked, once you open, so we know that when you get the seeds and you open them up, they come individually packaged, labeled. So this is how they come, just like that. But once you open and you take some out and you plant them into the ground, at that point, could you put them back into the packages and would they still hold the longevity?
Yes. So let's say we have Strike Bush Bean here and I'm getting ready. And on Mondo, my neighbor, he's been good to me this year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just this year, though.
This year. But as we know, the gospel says, even if he's been bad, we're going to give him some beans. So we give him, 20 beans there. And we say, you know what? Tear it up. Have a great gardening season. What you do is you just reseal this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like that. Mm-hmm. You put it back in.
And it resealed that one as well.
You reseal this, and you're all set.
That's incredible.
It's as simple as that. That's amazing.
It's as simple as that.
Do you guys understand up to 10 to 15 years that you could have access to these seeds? And so I want to encourage you. There's a lot of information on the website as well.
Yes.
It breaks down. And this is why I always tell people, go to the website, click on that affiliate link, because the information that maybe you're asking, you have a thought or a question in your mind, we're able to upload so much information on the website. And ArcSeed helps us with that. When questions come up, there's Q&A facts there. So I encourage you right now to go to the website. That's jimbakershow.com. Click on our affiliate site with Arc Seeds. These are heirloom seeds, and you can see both varieties. There's also a Prepper's Kit up there, which is a large bundle. When you order four of the large tubes, when you order four of the all-in-one tubes, they're sending you a free tube. So you'll receive a total of 5 in that offer, and that's the Preppers bundle. But I encourage you right now, if you have questions, you can also call our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-988-1588. You can call our toll-free number. We can walk you through the varieties, what's available, but it's easier for you to go to the website. That will help you to understand which item would best suit you.
Now, I want to ask you a question that we've been asked. Where are your seeds grown?
We actually grow most of the varieties either on our farm in northern Michigan, or on we have some friends in a farm in Iowa. Okay. That's our farm right there. And
oh wow,
we also have a farm in North Carolina area with some other friends. So
that's amazing. So all these seeds are people you know, you trust. They are harvesting these seeds with you guys. It's like a friends and family business. And that's what I love
and
about
verified.
This.
So yeah. The seeds are verified for genetic composition.
All organic.
So what does it mean when it says non-GMO? Because a lot of people may say, you know, I see, you know, something on a package instead of a big box store may say non-GMO. It's a, you know, a little bit more expensive than the other one. So I don't get it, or hybrid. So what does this mean that they're non-GMO?
Do you want to take that one, babe, or you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. So there's three. We'll just make it real simple. Three yes. varieties. You got genetically modified, hybrid, and heirloom. Genetically modified means that that has been genetically modified.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
And a lot of the seed is actually not considered a seed. It's considered an insecticide. And Marcel, you probably know
yes.
this. So the FDA can't even call a lot of seed a seed. It's an insecticide because wow. on the DNA side, it's been crossed with an insecticide so that let's say you have a cornfield, you can fly over that cornfield with insecticide. It won't do any damage to the plant. So that's genetically modified. And then you got hybrid. A hybrid is a plant that's been crossed with another plant, which is actually really good for that year. So you say you cross a tomato plant with a corn plant and you get a tomato plant. The corn was drought resistant. So now you got a tomato plant that's drought resistant. And it was that's the corn side. The tomato side was a lot of fruit. So you cross that to get a single year that's a hybrid year. You got a tomato plant that's drought resistant, produces a lot of fruit. The issue there is you get 1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
So your hybrid, you get one, a lot of them. Maybe you'll get another year, but then by year two or three, it grows a vine and there's no fruit. Heirloom means it's old, just like heirloom furniture. You know, you've seen Amish furniture, heirloom furniture. It's an old seed, meaning it's not been crossed with anything. It will produce year after year after year the same variety that it was originally intended. And the amount of seed, the diversity of seed has been diminishing so drastically in the last 100 years. It's amazing. Mm. I mean, we've only got a handful of cauliflower. There used to be 30 to 40 different types of cauliflower. We've only got a handful of corn. It's amazing what's happening to corn here. Thankfully, in other parts of the world, they're hanging on to diversity. There used to be thousands of types of corn. Now that's dwindling.
Wow.
So those are the three classifications, if you will, genetically modified, hybrid, and heirloom. And these are heirloom seeds. They'll reproduce
wow.
after their own type and kind.
Marcel, I've just been laying this out. This is
absolutely,
I don't know if you guys can
yes.
see this, but this is important. This is absolutely amazing. I've just kind of laid out everything. I asked Morgan to open this up. He's stronger than I am, so he opened this up for me fairly easy. Come on,
Mondo,
praise God. Yeah, yeah, Mondo started it for
yes,
me, though.
That's right.
But I love this, Marcel. What I see in front of me is survival.
Yeah.
This is the difference between my family eating and my family not eating.
That's right.
And believe it, right now, you can start doing this. This isn't just for end times events. This isn't just for the last days. This is something that you can do right now. Marcel, you've already started your garden this
yes,
year. You're
yes.
going to be seeing, you know, the harvest here in a couple weeks,
right.
which is important. This is everyday food. This is stuff that you are going to want to eat. Not only is this everyday food, Marcella, but this is also cost saving
yes.
because of the bulk price which you're getting all these seeds. I've laid them all out here while he was speaking, and Alex had to help me out with this because I was trying to lay them out as quick as I could. But the variety in which you get is absolutely amazing.
Yes, absolutely. So this is the all-in-one. And so here are some of the items. And this is what I love is this all-in-one. It meets all the different seasons that you're going to get. You know, you have spring seasons, there's summer crops, but then you have fall crops as well that you can do. So you guys have done in this all-in-one kit, you have spread it to me every single one of those seasons. not only are you receiving vegetables, but you're also receiving high protein like your beans. There's multiple varieties of beans in there. Of course, you're receiving fruit. So I see there's some honeydew in there. There's water, a sugar baby watermelon that are included. Oh, things that you can enjoy. And then on top of that, you've included the medicinals. So the medicinal herbs. And can you speak to some of what are some of the varieties of medicinal herbs that we have that are included in here?
Yeah, we offer about 16 different varieties of herbs. About 10 of them are medicinal, and the other six are culinary that you can cook with.
Wow.
But also in the seed guide is a description of what you can do with all the medicinal herbs, how you grow them, how you harvest them, what you can do with them to make your own salve or tinctures or medicine.
Wow.
So for example, St. John's wort, it's just the tiniest seed ever that you can barely, it's microscopic. So this you would grow, make into a tincture, and it's good for many different things, but one of the top leading ones is for depression.
Wow.
Fenugreek is another one, and that one you can grow out and save the seeds from, and this helps nursing mothers, it helps with postpartum.
Wow.
We also have like echinacea. A lot of people are this one here, pretty familiar with echinacea. So you can make a tea, you can make a tincture, you can make a salve, but a lot of respiratory issues as well. Sage, caraway. I mean, these caraway used to be used for everything back in the day. So we included that one in there as well.
So I'm about to ask a very simple question. So just forgive me in advance for this. Do I just start with kind of what I like? Because I'm kind of reading through this and I say, okay, you know, I see sweet basil. I definitely like that. I see eggplant. That's something that I see myself eating quite a bit. I see the pinto beans. I eat a lot of pinto beans. So do I kind of, can I just go and pick and choose and kind of make sure, you know, it's the right season? But can I just start with what I know I'm going to eat right off the bat?
Yeah, I think it's encouraging for everyone when they're first starting out. Same thing like I did. You know, I just picked, what does my family eat? Yeah. So let's just start with, keep it simple, start with the 10 varieties of vegetables that you eat, fruits, and then grow from there as you learn. You know, I've been gardening for over 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
And every year I still learn from my mistakes, and that's the best teacher, to be honest. You just have to get out there and you have to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But start with what you eat, what your kids eat, what your family eats, and go from there.
Yeah.
What are some of the common mistakes that people are going to make?
Yes.
Good question.
I would say starting out from the very first step, a lot of times seeds can be planted too deep, maybe, or too shallow where they're not in the soil long enough.
Okay.
That could possibly be one. We do offer in the seed guide, there's a whole planting chart about how deep you do plant the seeds. Every seed is different. Another issue could be overwatering or underwatering. Typically, overwatering is too much.
Don't look at me.
Overwatering.
No, but it's good because I ask you. The reason why I ask you is because I don't want you to get discouraged.
Yeah.
Most people, the hardest thing to get going is getting started.
Right.
And then you get discouraged because, oh, I don't have a green thumb. I got a, you know, whatever thumb you have, right? The key is don't give up. Don't give up. Keep trying. Call us, you know, get a hold of us. Go to the website. The key is we want to walk you through the process. We want to walk you through the process and help you because you may be doing something that can be readjusted and you're going to see your harvest grow. The key is this. The first thing you must do, you got to give us a call. 1-888-988-1588. That's the first thing. After that, you wait patiently. And then once you receive them, start playing at least with one or two of them. And start getting used to it. Get the intimidation and the fear factor out of the way. And once, listen, the first sprout, you're going to shout.
That's right.
And I want you to shout. Then I want you to do this. I want you to take a picture and share it with us on social media.
Right. Yeah, we actually love
because
that.
When you do that, you're going to encourage other people by telling your story.
That's right.
Never stop telling your story of the process because this is what will ignite a movement all over the world to be able to share your story on how you got started. Again, what is the first step? You write the number down, 1-888-988-1588, or better yet, you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com, and order the product right away. Don't wait. Don't listen. Stop waiting. Stop hesitating. Do it right now. And know that once you get the first process in, which is ordering it,
yes,
then receiving it, Now you get to work.
Mano, this is one of the most critical things I've seen. This seed guide's amazing. I mean, right here, I'm looking at the planting schedule. You guys made this foolproof. It says the type it is, obviously, and then it goes to when to plant the seed, the spacing, the plant depth in which I need to plant, the days to germination, and then the days to maturity. You've put an entire chart together so that it's foolproof. So if I'm wondering, hey, how far do I spread it apart? How deep do I plant it? You know, you've answered all those questions again right off the bat. And then right here, I know we talked about in the last show, but if someone doesn't know, there's a page with a colorful map of the United States of America. What is this and what does it mean for the person planting?
So this is a planting zone map where it basically divides up the country based on the temperature, and it gives you an idea of what whatever zone you live in. That is the based on the last frost date in your area. So it's really important for you to identify where you live, what zone you're in, and then you can go based on that as far as when you can start your seeds and when it's safe to plant outside. Mm-hmm.
So what is some of the information that we can gain from not only the seed book, but possibly online? You guys have a blog. Is there also information about seeds on your guys' blog?
Yeah, there is. There's a bunch of different stuff on there.
If I wanted to find that, how would I find it?
That's at archeirloomseeds.com.
All right.
What? Go ahead.
I would, we do have a blog. We also have our website, arcseedkits.com, would be the where our blogs are always updated. But on there, I think currently we do have, and it's in the seed guide as well, is another issue that some people make is the soil and where you're starting your seeds from is also really important. So we offer that in here as well. It's basically a recipe. So if you're just starting in your backyard, you've never grown anything in that area, and you're tilling it up or you're shoveling, digging it up, and the soil looks very sandy and you're not sure how healthy it is, there is a recipe and included in here as well of what to add to your soil. So then the most important thing is the soil and where the vegetables grow from.
A recipe for the soil. Right. And Marshall, you're holding some ARC seeds.
Listen,
right
I had to. I was like, I have to show you because these, what I did is the moment, Mom and Dad, thank you for Christmas. They gave me one of the all-in-one seed kits. And the first thing I did was I went and I winter jug sowed my seeds. And so what I'm showing you right there, these are the prize head lettuce. I sowed them on March 16th of this year. But these are the actual ARC seeds that I sowed. And so I showed you here, you could see all, I just put lots of little seeds in there. Each one of those seedlings represent a head of lettuce that I will be able to transplant, grow my garden. This is some kale. So I just want to show, this is spinach. So this is the spinach that I had. And when you pull these out, when you go to actually transplant, and I'm just going to show you, you see here, each one has little roots on it. And so I'll be able to take this and I will plant it directly into my raised bed gardens. This will be a spinach that will grow, a lettuce head that will grow. And so this is as simple as you can do it. I encourage you right now, listen, if you are sitting there saying, I don't know where to go, how to start by getting the all-in-one kit. The information that you have put in this seed guide.
Oh yeah, that's amazing.
I would tell you this, as I read through it, I have personally spent weeks upon weeks, months leading up to beginning gardening, only to figure out that you had all the information in this book. So all the information of your zone, when to plant, what's your last frost date, what type of variety should I be planting together, how should I set up my raised bed, what type of soil, how much water, all of the questions that you would have as it pertains to these seeds, they have put together, Alex and Morgan have worked diligently to put together. And this is just a free bonus that's included when you order the all-in-one seed kit today. I want you to go to the website, click on that affiliate link with the ARC Seed Heirloom Seed Kits. Also call our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-988-1588. This is the perfect season to start. Don't wait. Be encouraged. And you know what I love about gardening? Listen. If you mess up, that's okay. Try again. That's how simple as it is. There's been things I'm like, I did it, Lord. It didn't grow. But then you know what? I just try it again. I switch it. I look up more information and I try it. But here's the beautiful part that I believe, because this is the practical. But you know what, Ricky, I have to say, if nothing else, do you know what happens when you have a garden? Do you know what happens when you have this place where the Holy Spirit, there's been so many times that I've just gone into the garden to say, I need you, Holy Spirit, to speak to me. I'm dealing with this, where I'm trying to make a decision for the ministry on this. My garden has been that secret place for me to go into. And the Holy Spirit has so many times met me there in that peace and that quiet where I could hear his voice and get away from all the chaos and just go to a place where the Holy Spirit would be able to speak to me, speak to my heart, renew my spirit when I needed that. But you know, most importantly, all you have to do is open up the Gospels. When you look at Matthew, the Gospels, the parables of Jesus are filled with the seed, the sower of the seed, the weeds, right. The parable of the weeds, the parable of the mustard seed. Mm. Jesus, when he was on this earth, That's how he taught us. That's how he was able to say, how do I get it so that they can understand the gospel of the kingdom? He used a simple seed. You know, you in one of these, there's a mustard seed. Mm-hmm. You offer a mustard seed in this all-in-one kit. And I picked up that mustard seed and I thought, oh my goodness, Lord, the Bible just came to life for me. Because when it says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, then we can see mountains removed. And I thought, I was like, Lord, this is what you were talking about right here, Jesus. You were talking about this. So not only is it something that you do practically, but I promise you, this connects you to Jesus, our Savior, in a way that is so beautiful. All of a sudden, the Bible comes to life, and you understand the principles that you read about your entire livelihood, entire childhood.
Yeah.
That all those principles, they came to life for me when I was sitting in that garden. I'm like, God, here's what you meant. Yeah. Here's what you meant about planting in good soil. You know, it's encouraging.
That is ministering to you. I know it's ministering to me. And I feel like if you're dealing with depression right now, listen to me. If you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with loneliness, if you're dealing with any type of anxiety, You know what you ought to do? Get out of your house. Go find the dirt.
Yeah.
And start planting the seed in your back garden. You're going to start seeing depression going away.
Yes.
Why? Because the Bible says that the battle is in the mind.
Yes.
You got to get out of your mind. You know what helped your friend Jim Baker come out of the place where he was, you know, depressed and feel rejected by society? He began to serve the community. Mm-hmm. He started sowing the seed of servanthood.
Yes.
And the reason why I believe he's here today, still preaching the gospel,
amen,
still ministering to you through this program, through us, is because he sowed the seed and he got out of his way. How about that?
Yeah.
What if you get out of your own way?
That's right.
And go out in the backyard and forget about your problems, because it's not about you. It's never been about you.
Amen.
It's about him restoring your faith,
amen,
restoring your family. Listen, you don't have to live in the sin of your own depression, the sin of your own anxiety. All those are sin that we live in. But what if for one moment you don't make it about you? Mm-hmm. Make it about going in the backyard and begin to plow.
Yeah.
God is going to meet you where you are.
That's right.
God is going to love you where you are. Father, I pray for that person watching right now that is dealing with depression, is dealing with loneliness, is dealing with rejection, is dealing about all about themselves. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will meet them where they are right now. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together. And Father, you will restore their faith. You will restore love. Father, through the actions of planting a seed. What if all that it takes is you planting a seed? That was a great word.
Amen.
When you look at the seed of the mustard seed and say, wow.
Wow.
If I had that much faith.
That's it. I'm like, Lord.
Can you imagine,
yes,
Ricky, where we will be right now? If we will match that faith, where are you going to be?
Yes, Lord.
That's right. Agree with you right now.
Yes.
Call that number, 1-888-988-1588. Go to the website, jimbakershow.com, and put your faith into action.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a good word. The mustard seed. There's somebody out there who needs to hear that. You've been battling with the idea that, hey, maybe I don't have enough faith, but I want to let you know right now, if you call upon the Holy Spirit is good to honor your word. If you say, Holy Spirit, I want you to control my life. I want my actions to be your actions. I want my words to be your words. I promise you the Holy Spirit will give you those promptings. Now, believer, that doesn't mean you're going to be perfect at it, because sometimes the Holy Spirit says veer left and we decide in our own carnal mind that I'm going to continue to go straight. But I promise you right now, as long as you continue to say, hey, you know what? I will get back up and I will continue to press after you, Lord. I will continue to have an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will never leave you. The Holy Spirit will never forsake you. Why? Because we have called upon the name of that good name, Jesus Amen. Christ, the only way to heaven, Jesus Christ. Yeah. We have an intimate relationship with him. Why? Because God Almighty looked down at us, me and you, believer, and said, they are absolutely worth it. His son hung on a cross for me and for you. And we can never forget that. It should have been us on that cross, believer. Absolutely. Every single day of the week, it absolutely should have been us. But Jesus said, I'm going to bear the sin of the entire world so that they can spend eternity with me. Believer, that's an eternal promise for you. Eternity is promised to you if you enter the kingdom of heaven. If you're not a Christian, if you're not a believer, you don't have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, today is that day. Don't say tomorrow, because tomorrow may not come, believer. You know, Mondo, I was talking to you and I watched this this video and it was profound to me. And it was a young man saying, you know, I'll live today, I'll party today, I'll do everything I want today, and I'll give my life to the Lord when I'm older. And it was a depiction of the Lord. And he says, who said that you were going to do that? And he said, what, party and have fun? He goes, no, get older.
Wow.
And that hit me to my core because I realized, oh, tomorrow's not promised for me, believer.
Yes.
Today, I need to ensure that I am right with the Lord. And believer, yes. You need to ensure you're right with the Lord as well. Maybe you have a loved one, a son or a daughter, a grandson or a granddaughter who you're saying, every single day I get on my knees and I pray that they come back into the fullness of the gospel, which they have buried deep inside them. We're praying with you, believer. Every single day we get these cards, these letters, none of these emails, yes. And it's saying, hey, pray for my grandson, pray for my granddaughter, pray for my son or my daughter. And we do, believer. We have a prayer team here that when they get those, they are praying for you. Why? Because we understand the only reason that we're up here getting to spread the gospel, the only reason we're up here getting to ensure that you and your family is prepared is because of you.
Yes.
Because you partner with our ministry with prayer, so That's we right. want to partner back with you.
Amen.
You can always call us. That number is 1-888-988-1588. We have a prayer request line as well on the ptlnetwork.com or jimbakershow.com. You can go there and submit a prayer request and know that that prayer request is going to be read by a real person and it is going to be fervently prayed for by a member of our prayer team here at the PTL Television Network. So don't ever be afraid to reach out for help.
Yes.
You know, Mondo, I'm reminded of an Old Testament prophet named Elijah, and he was depressed, and he actually got to the point where he said, Lord, please allow my life to be taken from me. What did the Lord do? He sent an angel, a messenger to him, and he said, hey, get up. Here is a meal. You need to get some rest as well. Yes. Sometimes it takes the practical things in life. Believer, yes, we are always looking for a supernatural sign because God is still good to do supernatural signs, but sometimes it's the practical thing.
Yes.
If you see a friend who's depressed or struggling with anxiety, I encourage you, invite them over for a meal and tell them how much you love them.
Yes.
Continue to do it. Jesus. Tell them how much of a man and woman of God they are, that God has a destiny and a purpose for life.
Yes.
Continue to pour into them through the entire meal and watch their countenance change. Right then and there, they may not say, hey, you know what? I feel like my depression has been cured. I feel like my anxiety has gone away. But I guarantee you, if you continue to sow that seed of who they are,
yes.
and believer, I believe that's so important for the church. Speak life into each other.
Yes.
If you have someone you don't like, tell them how much of a man and woman of God they are.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you. I promise you that will change the way you think about them. If you have someone you say, hey, you know what? They're in my church, but I don't necessarily agree with them on X, Y, and Z. Whenever you speak about them, speak positive things about them. They are a holy woman and man of God because God has made them holy. They are righteous because God has made them righteous. I may not agree with them on everything, God, but I know that you love them, so I will love them.
Yes.
Your countenance will change. You will become more joyful in your life. And I promise you, believer, that will change everything about how you live your life.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit has given a free gift to us. It is only right for us to give it back out to others. That is love. That is grace. That is a second and third and fourth and fifth chance. Because, believer, we all fall. We all fall short of the glory of God. But I promise you right now, if you come back into the fullness of God, you will be accepted every single time because we serve a good God.
Amen.
You know, I know you guys believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you guys do. Believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And that's why a partnership like this means so much to us. We're not just partnering with someone who produces the best seed in the world. We're partnering with someone who produces the best seed in the world and has an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. So I want to thank you guys for saying yes.
Yeah. It's our pleasure.
I want to thank you guys.
Could I read one verse?
Yes, you can.
Based on everything you just said. It's so fitting. It's 1 Peter 1. It says this. For you have been born again, not to a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed which will last forever, which is the eternal living word of God.
Amen.
As the scripture says, people are like grass, their beauty like the flower of the field. The grass withers and flowers fade away, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. The word talks about the seed being the word of God. Yeah. That's what's eternal in us. That's what sustains us. And we've been given that seed to give it back out.
Wow.
It was so funny because I wanted to read that verse. I'm sitting here listening to you, Ricky. I'm thinking, wow, he's quoting almost without even quoting it. 1 Peter 1.
The seed of God,
Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
The living seed.
The most important seed is that spiritual seed. We need to go and evangelize every chance you get. If you're driving through a drive-thru, picking up a burger, tell that person, hey, Jesus loves you. The time is too short to be ashamed of the name of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The only way to heaven. We stand by that here at the PTL Television Network. ARC Seeds.
Thanks
we truly believe this. This is the best seed in the entire world.
Amen.
And we appreciate that. You're sowing into good ground when you give this. Why? Because you're actually giving us the ability to continue to broadcast Jesus across the world. And we're also supporting a Christian business to ensure that you and I are prepared for anything that comes our way. You can go to jimbakershow.com or give us a call at 1-888-988-1588. And remember this, that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Experience the wealth of knowledge from the Ready Now Expo right from the comfort of your home. Visit our website, readynowexpo.com, now to gain access to exclusive seminars, workshops, teachings, and the roundtable discussions from The Jim Baker Show. Register today at readynowexpo.com and unlock unlimited access to our exclusive content.
We are so glad that you are watching today's show. I want to thank you for every day that you tune in to watch The Jim Baker Show and the Voice of the Prophets Network. It is an honor to bring to you amazing guests who are helping us to navigate during these times. I want to remind you that we have just launched our brand new affiliate programs this year, and God has blessed us to partner with vendors and manufacturers who are creating products that will help you prepare. I look at it as it's your one-stop destination for your survival essentials, your health and wellness essentials, as well as that spiritual preparedness to be ready when we watch the Voice of the Prophets and they speak into your lives every week when you tune in and watch this show. I truly believe that they are mentoring us, and I'm part of that. I sit here on this set, and they mentor me in so many different ways, and I know that it is a blessing for you as well. I want to just remind you that today, anytime that you give through the affiliate programs or sending that one-time gift to the ministry, or if you're a monthly partner to help this ministry continue, you are standing with us. You're linking arms with Pastor Jim and Lori Baker and all of the team here at Morningside so that we could accomplish that great commission that the Lord has given us. I would ask of you to partner with us today by calling that toll-free number on the screen. It's 1-888-988-1588. Or you can also do your giving online at jimbakershow.com. And you can now use Tithely. It's available. You can do easy giving through Tithely. And that's available on our website. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your prayers. Together, we are going to have a wonderful year packed with amazing prophetic voices for you and I to come into your homes every single day. Now let's get back to our prophetic show here at The Jim Baker Show.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
and the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among
you? You never know who is going to be on The Jim Baker Show.